Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Keynote by CNBC Events. I'm Tyler Matheson. On this podcast, we bring you in-depth, candid conversations with executives, experts, thought leaders. Today, a conversation with EQRX CEO Melanie Nallicheri. She joined me at CNBC's Healthy Returns Summit on March 30th, 2022, to talk about her company's ambitious plan to disrupt the drug industry by developing new medicines and delivering them at radically low prices. How exactly does she plan to do it? Here's how. Your company is a very young one, but has already made ripples in the drug area. Let's be real clear about what you plan to do. You're not going to produce identical drugs to leading branded and copyright protected drugs, are you? You're going to produce drugs that are similar, but better and cheaper. How?
Let me start out by saying that the mission EQRX was started with is to provide access to great innovative medicines at radically lower prices for people around the world. But what we've already done is build a catalog of a large selection of more than 10 treatments in development for some of the most expensive areas, such as lung cancer, such as chronic diseases like rheumatoid arthritis. And in those areas, we are developing new, innovative, patent-protected, branded treatments. So these are not generics, these are not biosimilars, these are novel, innovative treatments.
So they are, as I said there, they are new drugs, they are different, they are presumably better, or why would a physician switch from one to the other? How can you develop the idea of developing drugs and then marketing and distributing them is an extraordinarily, we're told, expensive proposition. How are you going to be able to do it less expensively?
So there are several areas that we focus on. And when we started EQRX, perhaps an apt comparison, Tyler, is to what Herb Keller tried to do with Southwest Airlines, really rethinking how something works and really dismissing all of the commonly held beliefs. That's what we're doing at EQRX. We are remaking medicine, and we're doing this by completely rethinking how we're creating new innovative treatments, how we're developing these treatments, and how we are bringing them to the patients that need them. And so with that focus on efficiency, what we're able to do, we are able to generate new medicines that patients require and that will be more affordable. We can bring savings to the health system and to some of the organizations that serve members, and we can generate and create a new and thriving company like EQRX. What is important, Tyler, and what I want to point out, in addition to having created a catalog of over 10 medicines in cancer, in some of these chronic diseases, we have also already started in parallel to create a network of health insurers and of health systems that we are working with that are able to pass on the savings that we are creating and to make sure that they can expand care so that more patients can benefit from these innovative and more affordable therapies.
So these would be the buyers clubs, as you describe them, of insurers and health systems. And I want to come back to that because that's an important point in how drugs get to market, how drugs get into patients' arms and systems. But give me an example, if you could, of how you're able to develop a drug at such a lower cost than some of your rivals. For example, I'm told that a couple of your early drugs may be rivals to Merck's Keytruda, a very important cancer remedy. Give me some examples of how you are able to bring a rival medicine, different, branded, with a different kind of therapeutic profile, but in that area, how can you do it so much cheaper than, for example, Merck would with Keytruda?
Yeah, Tyler, our two most advanced medicines, both in lung cancer, one of those, as you rightly point out, is a so-called immunotherapy or so-called checkpoint inhibitor like Merck's Keytruda. It's one of the largest and most common forms of lung cancer that we're talking about here. And it's an area where we know that today over 50% of cancer patients or survivors are saying that they find themselves with medical debt, per a recent survey that the American Cancer Society has conducted. So what we do differently is we work in areas where we are convinced that we can make equally efficacious, equally or safer medicines in diseases where others, like in this case, may already be approved. And so by working in areas where we are convinced that we will succeed more often than not, we do not need to weigh down the price of our medicines by the failures that we are often seeing are baked into the rising cost of prescription medicines. Second, and very importantly, we have seen a convergence of our understanding of biology, of our understanding of how we can leverage technology in how we create and how we develop new medicines. And that allows us to bring real efficiencies to a process that has been around for a really long time, but really hasn't been reinvented or hasn't been rethought. And lastly, Tyler, and very importantly, because of the Global Buyers Club and because of our partnerships, true partnerships, we will not need to spend as much on costly promotions. We don't need to have Super Bowl ads for our medicines. And that allows us to really lower the cost of development by an order of magnitude to what often is quoted, you know, the $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion that you often hear. We believe that that is closer to $250 to $350 million. And that allows us to build a thriving, profitable business and pass on savings to health systems and to patients.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself.
What would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. If you need help, ask your kids. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think obviously one of the keys, and I want to again come back to it, is this buyer's, your relationship with the buyers of medicine, which would help you not have to do Super Bowl ads for drugs. I mean, if you turn on the evening news every night, practically every drug is a psoriasis drug or some kind of drug, and those are expensive ads. Let me just, for my own understanding here, one more time. You're creating new medicines that are either safer or better, that treat things that for which there are already medicines. So the question is, how much of your medicine and your research is piggybacked or based on the research or the medicine that is already out there? Or are you starting from zero and building a whole new compound, if you see what I'm driving at?
Absolutely, Tyler. Yes, we are creating new compounds, new innovative compounds that need to go through the full process of getting regulatory approval. They need to go through human studies, and that's what we're doing. But we're doing it in a very efficient way. It's, as I said, when you build a company from scratch, you can really rethink that process, and so you can be laser focused on those efficiencies. And so when we are bringing a large selection, and the more than 10 that we have today are in the highest cost areas that we know today, if you bring a large selection to the members of the Global Buyers Club, like a CVS Health, like a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan, like a National Health Service in England, those savings are really significant because the current portfolio that we have already addresses about $100 billion in spend on these existing categories. So it's the promise, Tyler, of the savings that we can bring to them and mm-hmm. that we can bring to the system that has brought them to the table early on. And you're right, that's unique. Because that is not typical that a network like the Global Buyers Club is built so early on. But once built, imagine what we can do with it. Our goal is not to stop at the 10. It's to bring 20, 30, and more to the Global Buyers Club, to patients around the world, so that at some point, my vision is that a patient can just say, "Doc, is there an EQRX option available for me? Because I know it's going to have meaningful clinical benefit for my disease, my condition, and I can afford it."
Yeah. Last question, alas, Melanie, and that is this. I know you have a couple of drugs licensed that have cleared phase 3. What do you have, anything that is right now on the market, or what is closest to becoming an on-the-market drug that comes out of EQRX?
Yeah, Tyler, we are on track to making our first two medicines available outside of the United States. We are also currently running human studies in a diverse patient population for our two leading therapies. And so we're looking forward to being able to bring them forward to the U.S. as well. And our goal as a company, as I mentioned, and with the capital that we have raised to date, you know, more than $2 billion that we've raised, is to bring forward many of these innovative medicines in the greatest categories that create burden for patients and for society today.
That was EQRX CEO Melanie Nallicheri. She joined me at CNBC's Healthy Returns Summit on March 30th, 2022. The Keynote is produced by the CNBC Events team. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can visit cnbcevents.com to learn about upcoming events and how you can join us, and we'd love to see you there. I'm Tyler Matheson. Thanks so much for listening.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.